We continue 11 lines down from the top on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We've been discussing koshering, different forms of koshering for Yayin Nesach. The last thing we discussed was this idea of Milui V'Irui and koshering through Tzir and Murias as well. That if Milui V'Irui works, just water, then Kal V'Chomer, something which is pungent, would be able to remove or purge the taste of the wine inside the walls of the vessel. Now the Gemara asks about another type of koshering, kinsa. Can you kosher with kinsa? Rashi says kinsa is taking wood chips and putting it inside the barrel or the jug and then lighting it on fire. So it's a form of koshering, not the same as putting it back into the kiln where it gets completely white on inside and out. Here, you put the heat on the inside of the cup. Is that does that work? Is that enough to kosher the jug? The Gemara says, "Pligi ber avachav ravina chad aser v'chad shari v'hilchasa k'man d'aser." It's a machlokas, and the halacha follows the one who prohibits it. Why do they prohibit it? The assumption is that it only affects the inside of the kli, but it doesn't affect the outside of the kli. And the wine is absorbed through and through, and therefore the outside of the kli has to be purged as well. Tosos seems to indicate that if you can get it hot enough, maybe you can cover, make some sort of contraption where it also gets the outside of the cup, then it should work as well. But if it's just, what if it's not affecting the outside, it's just limited to the inside of the cup, it would not work. And Rashi says, therefore, it's better in that case to do a milui v'irui. Even though the milui v'irui is only cold and it's doing cold to cold, but nevertheless, since it can get inside and outside, it would be better than doing it with heat. So in that type, in that case, the milui v'irui, it seems to be that we need to do the milui v'irui even on the outside of the kli, although the understanding has always been you just fill up the inside of the kli with water three times, and that would be enough to remove the bleos, the absorptions of the wine from the outside. I'm not exactly sure. But nevertheless, kinsa, the halacha is, does not work as a form of koshering this vessel. Now the Gemara continues and says as follows, Iboilehu, mau litein lesocho shechar. So you have a vessel which was used by an idolater, has absorptions of wine. Can you put beer, can a Jew use it for beer? Obviously he can use it for wine, because the wine will pull out the wine, the taste of the wine that's absorbed in the walls. But what if you put in beer? If you put beer into the walls, into the cup or the jug, will it pull out the wine absorptions? And even if it does pull out the wine absorptions, as Rashi understands it, maybe it's going to ruin the taste of the wine, so it's not going to do anything for it. Maybe that would be permissible. Gemara says, Rav Nachman v'Rav Yehuda Asri v'Rava Shari. Rava permitted it. Rava thought that it would be okay, that putting in the beer won't have it won't enhance the beer. Ravina Sharale le Rav Chia braid Rav Yitzchak le Mirmei Bashechra. Ravina, there was a case where Ravina permitted Rav Chia, the son of Rav Yitzchak, to put beer into a barrel or a jug that was used by an idolater for wine. But what happened was, Azal Rama Bechamra, he made a mistake, and he put wine in the barrel instead of putting beer in the barrel. Fafil hachi lo chash lo lemilsa. Nevertheless, Ravina didn't want to make a new gezera that you're not allowed to put beer into the barrel because you may end up making an error in putting in wine. Amar akrai ba'almahu, he said, it was a mistake, it happened, and it is what it is, but it won't happen again. No reason to be concerned that this is something that people would make a habit out of. Tosos does point out here that when Ravina permitted him to put in beer, Omeri, the first line in Tosos, hu adin mayim v'chol shar mashkim levad miyayin. This would mean any other liquid other than wine, a person would be permitted to put inside this jug. Again, the idea is, I would say two things. Number one, everything is here being used has been used for cold. So when everything's being has been used for cold, even though presumably the jug has been absorbed with wine absorptions, nevertheless, it's all cold, so we're not concerned that the wine is going to come out of the walls of the vessel. Although we have mentioned before the idea of kavash kimavushal, that if it sits in the in a jug or a container for 24 hours, it's like bishul. So perhaps we can understand that the absorptions probably were not in there longer for 24 hours. And even if they were there longer for 24 hours, the way that Rashi understands it is that the beer or these other liquids would ruin the taste of the wine. Now, how is it that water would ruin the taste of the wine? I'm not exactly, or would mevatel the taste of the wine? I'm not sure. So perhaps according to the Ri's understanding in Tosfos, you would have to assume that we're talking about barrels that have absorptions of wine, but they were never sat in the jug for more than 24 hours. And that kind of fits in with a Gemara in, we'll see in a little bit. Rav Yitzchak bar Bisna havelei hanahu mani de pekusna. Rav Yitzchak had these vessels, Rashi says, that were used for cattle. They were And what happened? Malinu Maya. Oh, there it is. It's Sheltzviye Bakar. But Malinu Maya, so he wanted to kosher it. So what he did was, so he had these barrels, vessels that were used for cattle, and he filled it with water. The idea was as follows. He wanted to kosher it. It was used for Yayin Nesach, as Rashi says, Nasan ben Yayin Nesach, or Yayin Nesach was poured into them, so he wanted to get rid of it. He wanted to purge the Yayin Nesach by doing Milui V'irui. Anchinhu b'shimsha. What he did was, he then put it into the sun, and paku, as a result, putting it in the sun, it shattered. The kalim broke. Armalei Rabbi Abba, so Rabbi Abba said to Rabbi Yitzchak, Asartinu alecha isura del olam. You wasted these vessels for nothing. Why? What happened? Amor de amar rabbanan mimalinu maya. It's true that the rabbi said, do me, and if you want a kasher, do milui v'irui, which is what you did, but you did something in addition. Anuchi b'shimsha mi'amr, did the rabbi say you have to put it into the sun? When you put it into the sun, naturally the heat is going to cause it to crack. And that was a mistake. Now the Gemara continues with the different types of items, whether they're possible to kasher or not. Amr of Yusna, Amr of Ami, Klei Neser ein lotar olamis. Klei Neser can never be koshered. My Klei Neser, what is a Klei Neser? Amr of Yosi bar Avin, Klei Machpores shel Tzrif. Some type of vessel. Rashi says, "Karka shechofrin misham tzrif." So, not exactly sure what it is, but a certain type of vessel which absorbs so much and it's unable to be purged completely. Debe parzak rofila anas hani kobi bipumpadisa. So this may parzak the house of parzak. Rofila, who was, Rashi says, Sheni the Melech, he was connected to the royalty, he stole some vessels from Pumpadiza, from Jews living in Pumpadiza, Ramubu Chamra, and used it to fill it up with wine, and then Adrino Nehilayu, then he returned it. So the question was, now that these barrels had Yayin Esach in them, can the Jews kasher these vessels? Asu Shailu l'Rav Yehuda, Amar Davar She'en Machniso l'Kiyum Hu, Meshach Shechan B'mayin V'hein Mutarim. So this is what I mentioned before, this idea that it was a Davar She'en Machniso l'Kiyum. These jugs that these kubi that were being used to drink from, that the Parzak Rofila used, that these are not generally vessels which are made lakium. You don't usually store wine in them for long periods of time. Let's assume it means less than 24 hours that they're sitting in these vessels, and therefore all you need to do is just to rinse them out and you're fine. Because if it's not in there for more than 24 hours, it won't absorb. Amra Vavira Hani Chatzvi Shechimi. These red pitchers, the Armai of the Arameans, Kivan de Laboli Tuva Meshachkin B'main Mutarin. These things don't absorb very well. So if they don't absorb, so that again, they're not concerned for absorption, so all you have to do is just rinse it out. So just like the other one, if it doesn't absorb, you just rinse it out with water. It doesn't absorb because it was not left in for a long period of time. So to here, if it can't absorb at all, it's not the type of vessel that absorbs, then just wash it off and everything is fine. And similarly, and this is where we'll end, Amar Rapapi, Hani Pasvasa de Bei Michsi, these earthenware vessels from Bei Michsi, Kivan de Labali Tuva, since they don't absorb very well, Meshachshchan B'mayim Mumutarim, you can just rinse it out with water, and then it's permissible to use. So here, we've gone through different types of methods of koshering, when it absorbs, how do you kosher it, you can do Milui V'irui, you can put it into a kiln, and when it doesn't absorb, then all you need to do is just rinse it with water, and then everything is permissible to use again.